Wow. I want a martini.
Oh, man.
That is sweet.
Gavin. Now, this is live music in the Rosie Allnow's Home Improvement Show. You're actually going to have an opportunity for people to see you live tonight, right?
Yeah.
Where are you going to be playing?
Sally Barbecue in Chandler, if you guys want to head down there. If you like my sound, please head down.
That'll be great. That's awesome. Well, that's how we stumbled across you. We were out for dinner, and you were playing, and Jennifer jumped up from the table and said, I've got to get this young man's information. So, Gavin, thanks a million for joining us. Let's see if we can take a couple calls here real quick. Let's go to Roy first. Roy, I appreciate your patience, my friend. Well, how can we help you this morning?
I have a 6-foot sliding door, and curious on if I have to get something wide into the house, how I can remove that solid part of the door. Looks like it is non-removable.
Okay, it is removable, and you say this is a Pella unit?
Yes.
How old is the unit?
It's probably, I'm guessing, six, seven years old.
Is it a wood aluminum clad, or is it the fiberglass product, the Impervia product?
It looks like all plastic. Or
yeah, that's the all fiberglass Impervia. And I tell you what, Roy, that solid panel is removable. For Eileen this morning, I mentioned we would get the Pella service out to take care of a big disappearing wall she had, and it's a little bit of screen repair she needed. Roy, I'm gonna have an actual Pella service rep call you and talk you through that so you can decide whether or not you want to try and tackle that yourself or not. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine, because all the other sliders that I've worked with always had a removable section there, and this one looked like it was pretty much solid.
Now, what are you trying to get in the house?
Well, I'm not trying to do anything right now. It's just like if I need to remove my refrigerator, I'd have to come through that.
Future planning. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'll have a Pella service rep give you a call, and he'll talk you through it.
Rush on it, because I'm not moving anything out of it
all
yet.
All right.
I'm curious what I do if I have to.
Okay, Roy. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks a bunch. Let's see if we can go to Dennis real quick, calling from the East Valley.
Hello?
Go ahead, Dennis.
Hello?
Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Rosie. I got a question on foaming the roof.
Okay.
A house that has shingles.
Okay.
And my interior has been, fiberglass, has been walked on, tromped on, and worn out by me and everybody else.
In the attic?
In the attic.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was keeping up with you. Okay, so.
And I want to look at getting all that removed, or removing myself or whatever, but let me get away from all this traffic. I'm outside my garage right now.
All right.
But I don't know what the cost would be to put new stuff in there, but I also want to seal everything up top to seal the ceiling up with the inside of the house. I just wondered what that cold cell foam or that other foam would.
Okay. Okay, Dennis. Tell me about your air conditioning system, central heating and air. Is the unit located in the attic?
No, it's on top of the roof.
It's on top of the roof, and it comes straight down with a supply shaft, and then it's distributed through tributary ductwork through soffits throughout the house, right?
Right.
Okay, hear me out. Okay, I think I know maybe why you want to do what you want to do. I will tell you this. Do not evacuate that insulation yourself. They charge next to nothing to do it, and it'll save you a week and a half of scratching and itching the fiberglass all over your britches and your drawers and your neck and your ears and your eyes. Just let an insulation company come vacuum it out. It's very, very affordable. Now, I would tell you that cathedral insulation, spraying foam on the bottom of your roof deck, is a great application for a new home built to have that done. But a home that wasn't built to have that done is going to be a fairly expensive operation that, unless you have some ulterior motive, I would tell you, get rid of the spun fiberglass. Go back and spray a nice R38 in a cellulose or fiberglass product and let it sit on top of the ceiling just the way it was intended. If we get through and go seal up the entire attic the way we have to seal it to create the cathedral insulation environment, it is an expensive enough operation that you will never get a return on investment, okay? The insulation company vacuuming out and reinstalling is going to be much less money, something you'll see a dividend on immediately. And while they're there, have them take a look at all the ceiling penetrations around your bathroom exhaust fans, your kitchen exhaust hood, your recessed cans, the junction boxes for the ceiling fans in any room. While the insulation is out, have them seal the backside of all those before they reapply the spray insulation. For return on investment and for comfort, you're going to be far ahead going that way. You're only going to want to spend the extra money if you have some ulterior motive. You can get an estimate to go both ways, and then you decide. But for return on investment, evacuate what you got and reapply something very similar to that. Dennis, we appreciate the call. Hope that information helps. We're here at Rosie on the House.